Hold up.
Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough. I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us. Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, straight shooters? This is your girl, Tesla Figaro. As we move forward with the new season, I mentioned to you that we want to switch up the format just a little bit. I want to give you some of my standalone commentary because that is what is most requested. A lot of folks that follow me always want to know my position on certain issues. And unfortunately, interviews with one-on-one folks that I invite to my show don't necessarily capture my position all the time. I tend to listen more and talk less when I'm interviewing someone. And I try to focus on why I brought them to the show, not necessarily how I feel. So per request, I am going to start uploading more one-on-one commentary with myself on certain issues, on things that I think you need to know about. They won't be that long, but it will certainly be worth the listen. Shout out to all of you that follow me on Instagram and watch my lives. Sometimes they go on for hours, so I know that folks really want to hear commentary. And so we want to use this podcast also as a space that you can listen to this while you're working out, while you're traveling, or just going about. So let's just chop it up a little bit about this infrastructure. You know, I have really been frustrated with Democrats for a very long time. And my frustration has been because of the work that I've done on the local, state, and federal level. If you want to know what I've done, please go to TeslaFigaro.com, click on About Tesla. You can see my experience. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to say that I am speaking from a place of experience on something that I've either witnessed and or worked with someone else, and I share their experience. In the state of Florida, where I spent a lot of my time in politics, I learned a lot about the Democrat Party on the state level. I worked only with Democrat candidates, and my experience really opened up to me the issues that we have with the lack of transparency, the lack of support for Black candidates, the lack of a Black agenda, all of the things that you hear me talk about all the time whenever I'm on the mic. And that experience has become increasingly frustrating to see play out on the federal level. I am not criticizing Democrats because I want a Republican to win. That's one of the biggest misconceptions about me, you know, where people have said, oh, you're on Fox News, so you're just helping Republicans. You just want to help Republicans. There's a lot of misinformation out there about folks that challenge the party. There are people that use it as a hustle. I won't lie. I do know that there are folks that want to keep divisiveness going and drama because that is how they get the bag, to be quite honest. With me, it's not the case. If you really listen to why I'm in politics, how I got in this space, what called me to this space, not because my family's in politics, not because someone in my family's in civil rights, which shout out to those that have the privilege, you know, of learning from their elders. But I just didn't. I got into this because I felt there was a missing voice from people like me or people that I knew. And I just felt I needed to say it. You know, there's a lot of folks that do a lot of different things. I'm not the only voice, but I've been called to this for a reason. It's not a clout chase for me. If it was, then I would talk about gossip every day. I would talk about the latest trend. I would talk about, you know, what I think would get me the most clicks and likes. And that's not it. If it was about the clout and the bag, then I could certainly be on Fox News talking about Black on Black crime and talking about how Democrats suck and you should be a Republican. That certainly was an opportunity for me after going over there and appearing for 6 years. That's where the bag is at. For me, the bag has never been standing for Black issues, really pushing Black issues, because a lot of times I'm fighting my own people who misunderstand what I'm saying because of their fear of feeling like, you know, all is lost if we don't have a Democrat president or a Democrat leader. So I fight a lot of folks who misunderstand me. a lot of people in our generation haven't seen, for example, the bullshit that these Democrats are on, which a lot of you are learning now. So I have to deal with that. And then also, there's just not, you know, a lot of opportunity for folks who, you know, really want to push the line for Black people. There's plenty of opportunity if you want to push the line for people of color and all of us and all of us together, because obviously the wider your audience is, the more opportunities you have. And it's not that I don't speak to issues overall, to people overall. It's not that I don't care about, you know, other minorities or even poor white people, you know, or white people, period. That's not it. What it is I feel that I'm in this space for a very clear reason and a very definite time. And I have to make sure that myself personally am held accountable for the things that I am called to say. I don't know if you're in spiritual person or not, religious a person or not, but I am. And so I move on discernment. You know, I don't move on what is the right, the popular thing to do, but what is the right thing to do. And so with all of that said, it brings me to the place now of why I'm so frustrated, you know, with Democrats. I'm gonna be honest with you. I couldn't wait to get Trump out so you can get a Democrat in, at least in this generation. And I mean, when I say this generation, I'm talking about the last, you know, 10, 20 years. If you just start paying attention to politics, I couldn't wait for Democrats to get in so you could see what I was talking about all along. Not because I wanted to be right, not because I take joy in being right. It's actually heartbreaking to see Black folks get played. But you needed to see it for yourself, because many folks that just got into politics with Trump 6 years ago didn't have a clue what was going on with politics. What Trump did is open it up. He was the best and worst thing for Black folks, because he made you pay attention for the first time. He made it a reality show. He made it entertaining. So because of that, people paid attention. And now that Trump is gone and you see Biden making excuses about what he can't do, you see Biden making excuses about, hey, let's just heal. Let's just all work together. You see Biden clearly say that I owe you Black people, quote in unquote. He said that I owe Black folks because y'all got me in. Barack Obama didn't even say that. And then he still not deliver something specifically for Black people. It was very important that you got a chance to see what I've been saying all along. If you go back and listen to my poem called Blackout 2016 that I did in 2014, I broke all of this down. And so I'm hoping that now that you see that what I've been saying or folks like me have been saying all along is the truth, I hope you'll join with me to continue to push the line. What I'm seeing is people becoming discouraged. That's including people in the movement. I'm seeing people give up. I'm seeing people say, what's the point? This shit really doesn't matter. And I'm hoping that throughout this journey, we can figure out a way to keep you involved without the frustration, you know, of what's happening on the federal level. So I started a campaign called Sturdy 30, and that's about strengthening our criminal justice system. In 2022, 30 races will be up for attorney general. One of those will be Keith Ellison. Family, for me, I have to, when I'm getting frustrated with the movement, I have to create something by myself, you know, to something towards the solution. I'm not saying that my one campaign that I'm doing is going to change it all and make everything better. But for me, I have to have something I can grasp, that I can hold, that's tangible, to say, okay, at least I'm putting a drop in a bucket. And so throughout my career, before anybody knew who I was, and at least on a national level, I've always done this. In 2011, I did a campaign called Push. In 2012, I did Doing It For Ourselves in 2012. And then in 2014, I did the Blackout 2016. So I've always had a campaign that I was running, an awareness campaign, even if it was just 10 people looking on Facebook. It was never about the numbers to me. It was always about knowing I'm doing my part, because what happens is if I don't do something towards a solution, I will get consumed with the negativity of the problem. Let me say again, if I don't work towards a solution myself, I will get consumed with the negativity of the problem. So I use that as a way to keep me focused, to keep me, you know, in the game, because this is very frustrating where you say, you know what, I don't want to do this. I'm done. Unfortunately, I've tried to be done many times and could not be, because the Lord wasn't going to have it any other way. But I always try to do something to know, you know, I'm putting a drop in the bucket. And so Sturdy 30 is a campaign, you know, hashtag Sturdy 30. I also got a website, Sturdy30.com. And all it is a nonpartisan campaign of making sure that people are aware that we have 30 attorney general races coming up in 2022. And because Keith Ellison did such a good job being a great attorney general, I thought it was a great time to center something on that, because you actually have an example, a recent example that you can say, this is why attorney generals matter. Because believe it or not, family, a lot of people just don't know that. So there's also 11 states that I've identified as states that we really need to pay attention to. And it's important that you know this, because if I just say 30 states, I want you all, and you're probably saying, well, how can I get involved? Because a lot of people have asked, how can I get involved? And really all it is just sharing information, telling your friends, you know, sharing it on your page. Even if you don't think anybody lives there, or you don't think anybody is paying attention, you never know who's watching you. I've learned that in this business. So Sturdy 30, it doesn't require work. It doesn't require, it's just the awareness, nonpartisan. I'm not endorsing candidates. I'm not supporting candidates. I'm not getting behind any of them. I am asking our Black Party, though, to come in and lift that side of it. I think it is important that someone is vetting candidates and endorsing candidates and supporting candidates. And I'm going to leave that up to our Black Party. But for me, it is really just constantly giving you information, nuggets, information that you can share. But I want to explain a couple of things to you about the states that I've identified that are very important priority states out of the 30 states through the Sturdy 30 campaign. Our most vulnerable states, based upon what I've been able to gather, which is the percentage in which the candidate won, the opponent, and the fact that these folks were recently elected, and the current political environment. So these states that I'm about to mention to you are the ones we really need to pay attention to. Minnesota, Democrat incumbent Keith Ellison, only won by 49%. That is critical that you understand that. Only won by 49%. He was elected in 2018. He already has a Republican opponent that's ready in the wings, that is talking about how the office has been politicized and so forth. You can better believe that any dollar that they can put behind that Republican opponent, even though, you know, it is a Democrat likely seat, they will definitely be coming against Keith Ellison hard. So it is really important that those in Minnesota understand he's running again in 2022. Now, again, this is not an endorsement for him. I'm not getting behind candidates. I'm just telling you that left-leaning attorney generals usually, you know, push the issues that matter to those that follow me and myself, you know, with racial justice. Colorado incumbent Phil Wisner. He's an incumbent. He only won by 51%. You guys got to understand, in the midterm, it may only be 20, 30,000 people showing up, sometimes less than 10,000. When it's 51%, 49%, all it takes is 100 voters, 200 voters, 1,000 voters that can absolutely flip an election. So it is very important that we pay attention to this. Phil, who I'm talking about in Colorado, won in 2018. That's a recent election, as they run every 4 years. Colorado's passed some of the most aggressive police reform policies in the country. They are the first state that did qualified immunity. New York City passed qualified immunity, but Colorado passed qualified immunity. You can better believe that every dollar to run against Phil in Colorado will happen. So make sure that folks know, in Colorado, that race is up next year in 2022. Connecticut, William Tong is the incumbent. He won by 52%. He also was elected in 2018. I won't reiterate the same points that I gave with Minnesota and Colorado, because I think you get the point at this point. But I will point out things that I think are different about the environment. Nothing really kind of stands out with me about Connecticut. It's typically a liberal state, but it is important that you know that race is coming up. Illinois won by 54%, elected in 2018. Kwame Raul, I believe. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name wrong or not. But the reason why Illinois is important is because Illinois is a state that is paid attention to in presidential elections, particularly because of Michigan. So anytime you have any of these states that were swing states, that were states that you must have in presidential elections, a lot of times how they successfully win on the presidential side is because they do their groundwork. They lay the foundation in the primary. in 2022. And that's where we slip up every time. We don't lay the groundwork. Republicans lay the groundwork during the midterms, and then that's how they win presidential, because they truly are the minority in this country. But is their strategy? So that's why it's important to pay attention to Illinois. Michigan, Democrat Dana Nestle. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I got Illinois and Michigan confused. So I was talking about Michigan when I was talking about Illinois. So I apologize. So anyway, Illinois is one race, incumbent Kwame Raul. And then Michigan, Dana Nestle won only by 49%. She was elected in 2018. And I just explained to you why Michigan is important. So Illinois and Michigan, both of those, you know, need to be looked at. Nevada, very important. Aaron Ford won by 47%. That's not a lot, y'all. It doesn't take but a couple thousand people in the midterm to do that. He also won in 2018. That means recently elected. Nevada is very key, especially in presidential elections. Very key. It is a must-have state for someone to win. It is a state that can flip. And so it's very important that midterm penetration is laid as the foundation. Because also understand, guys, it's not just about going to the polls to vote for an attorney general. There's other races that'll be in the midterm as well. So when you go vote, you're contributing to the midterm election in general. And you have to have that in order to retain power in 2024. Wisconsin, Josh Call, he also was elected in 2018 by 49%. This is very critical. Wisconsin, again, a critical state. You saw all of the drama with Trump and, you know, trying to get Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and, you know, all of those swing states. Wisconsin is one, and they will be penetrating that state in next year during the midterms. So those are the states that are the most vulnerable. I'm going to go over a couple of states and then I'm going to get on out of here that we can still make a great impact in. Arizona incumbent is a Republican incumbent, won by 51%. This is an election we may not flip that state, but because Arizona is a swing state, it is important that we understand what's on the ballot in the midterms, because it just makes it that much easier in 2024. And again, it's up to this Democrat administration, Biden and Harris, to do something to get you to want to come to the damn polls. So let me be clear. I'm not saying you need to go because it's your duty. You just need to go. I'm focusing on attorney general races because that is where I know we can make an impact. Until the Biden administration's figure out what they want to do. So I want to be clear. I want to reiterate that again. Florida won by 52%. It is a Republican incumbent, Ashley Moody. But again, this is also a presidential swing state. So the more groundwork that you have in the midterm election, the easier it is to get out the vote in 2014. Georgia, Republican incumbent, Chris Carr, won by 51% in 2016. Again, a seat that we will probably not flip, but because it was a swing state, rest assured a lot of money will be spent on Georgia in the midterms. South Carolina, Alan Wilson was elected by 55% Republican in 2010. When somebody's an incumbent this long, I highly doubt this will be a seat that we can get. But South Carolina is always important, because, again, that's a state that we look at in the presidential election. Also, shout out to Lee Merritt that's running in Texas as an independent candidate. Flipping this seat is very hard to do. Certainly wish him the best. But I do believe that Lee will certainly use this opportunity to bring attention to the social justice movement and how it is critical for social justice advocates to run for attorney general, which is pretty much why I'm starting this 30-30 campaign. So pay attention to that race. If you don't know, I'm hosting a training on June 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to my website to sign up for the training. It is a free training. It is one of many that will be in the Are You Gonna Run for Office or Run Your Mouth training. This first one, I'm just going to break down, you know, your track. What track do you want to take? Do you want to be a candidate? Do you want to be an operative? Do you want to be a grassroots organizer? I'm not going to get into the weeds of if you're a candidate, this is what you need to do. If you're a grassroots organizer, this is what you need to do. Those trainings will be broken out an hour at a time based upon the topic. For example, you may just want to know how to organize around social justice, how to fundraise, how to manage call time, how to set up your operation, how to hire, how to, you know, different types of things. All of those things will be broken down a la carte for people that want that type of training. But this first one is just in general. Just giving you an idea of my training style, give you an idea of what it is that I'm moving forward with this year as we prepare for 2022. It's all about you in 2022. And so if you don't know, I do have a master's in adult education. I don't say that as a way to brag. I say that as a way to say that, you know, I actually do develop curriculum, you know, at the collegiate level to make sure that the objectives are met in the class. I'm not just throwing stuff together. I've also worked as a consultant on every level. Local, state, and federal. I've worked with a lot of different organizations, the same ones that I criticize, grass tops, most of them I've worked with them in some type of capacity. I've sat on several government boards in my career. I also own my own staffing firm, which was successful, 300 employees. I won Orlando Business Journal twice. I'm saying all that to say that when you take advice from people, you know, folks on YouTube and on the internet, it is important to know that they bring the receipts, you know, to be able to give you information that you can actually grasp and use. Even though sometimes people give good advice, you still want to be leery of people giving you advice about where to go when they never reached it themselves. So let me say it again. Be careful following people that's telling you where to go, but yet they've never reached it themselves. So that is very important. Because a lot of folks just grab, you know, talking points from other people and think they can reiterate it. And it just doesn't work that way because people may have follow-up questions. And if you don't have that direct experience, you're not equipped or have the capacity to answer those follow-up questions. So the people will get stuck. So that's why the training is so important. Training is really my first love. I love doing that more than anything. If you don't know, I teach all the time and I'm opening this up to the public. And I'm very, very excited about that. So that is on June 5th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I really only wanted 75 people to attend. And I think now we're over 200 people. And I didn't want to cut it off because I know people just want the information. But I did want it small because it is live. It's interactive. You know, you'll be able to ask me questions. You know, I'll be able to respond. And we're just going to get it in, y'all. So that's happening next Saturday, 3 p.m. if you want to join. If not, click on that page on Crowdcast to be notified when other trainings come out. Because what I didn't want to do is sit in front of the microphone for 50 hours of training for things that people may not need. So after that, based upon requests and popular demand, I'll be releasing things that I feel you need to know. All right, guys, that is this week's commentary. I hope you found it helpful. It's about 22 minutes, almost close to 30 minutes of commentary. Maybe you could listen to this. Hopefully you were able to listen to this while you were working out. I know I need to get back working. I need to get back on my game, y'all. But hopefully this was something, you know, on a drive to work you can listen to while you're working out. Be looking for these segments called Straight Shot, and it will be my commentary on a particular topic on something I feel you need to know. In addition to that, you'll still get the interviews with folks that I'll be interviewing one-on-one. I'm also going to have some friends join me this season with updating you on what's going on in their state. And so I've partnered with Our Black Party to drop some bonuses that they can give you some updates as well. And there will be an opportunity for you to get involved and tell me what's going on in your state. My producer is currently putting that together on how we can collect that data from you. But as soon as we get it together on our end from a technology standpoint, I'll be opening up that invite to you. So again, like I always say, use it, lose it, can't make you choose it. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. I am on Facebook and Twitter, but Instagram is where I'm most engaged. Facebook is private. I just don't. It's just too many pages to manage, you know, comments. And y'all know how I get clowns to come to comments, all of that. So Instagram is really where I engage, you know, back and forth and, you know, really have conversations with folks. So follow me at Instagram on Teslin Figaro. Twitter is really what the media pays attention to, is what politicians pay attention to. They don't go to people's Instagram page. So I am on Twitter if you just want to follow so you can see articles that I may share, information. Since IG is so anti-information, I can't share links on Instagram. So follow me on Twitter just so you can get information. But follow me on Instagram for more, you know, access and, you know, us kind of chopping it up. So anyway, I hope you have a great week. Check out my commentary this week on Black News Channel. It is uploaded on my Instagram so you can hear how I went in on Joe Biden and this infrastructure plan and challenged them. And I didn't challenge them because I want to see them fail. I challenged them because I want to see them win, because I want to see black people win, because I love black people. All right, y'all be good, and I'll check in with you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Like I always say, use it, lose it, can't make you choose it. Until next time.